Would you talk more about working with the hindrance of doubt? I think one of the things with doubt is recognizing the tendency to uncertainty, wavering, that comes when there's doubt in the mind. There's that uncertainty, wavering, not sure. And then there can be either, you know, how do we fill that gap? We'll tend to either fill it with projection of fear, projection of aversion, just because there's doubt, or fill it with, just give me something to eat and absorb into, do anything to, so I don't have to deal with this doubt. So that the being able to be, and this is where that mindfulness of the body is really helpful, to be tuning into and recognizing the actual feeling, kind of that vibration of doubt, uncertainty that comes into the mind and into the body because of doubt, and then impels us towards some sort of action or some way of covering it up, some way of ameliorating that doubt, because doubt is a kind of a miserable state to be with, so we want to ameliorate it in some way. And by recognizing that doubt and being able to relax around the doubt, that's where the body is really helpful, where one can really start to relax around that doubt, relax around that uncertainty, release the kind of the tightness and tension that is impelling one to move into something just to get out of the doubt. So that is that sense of starting to tune into, how does it make me feel? How does it make me? How does it make my heart, mind, body? What do I actually feel at that time when there's doubt? And that sense of wavering, uncertainty, where we hold back. And to be able to step into that, stepping into that doubt, and then not being paralyzed by it, not being overwhelmed by it, and then not just reacting blindly, so one is able to get out of that sense of the feeling of doubt and uncertainty. So those are skillful ways of working with doubt, but it needs to be recognized, because it needs to be brought out into the light of awareness. I say, this is doubt. One of the images that the Buddha gives for, let's say, the hindrance of doubt is the like a dish of muddy water that is then placed in a dark cupboard, not seen, not clearly understood, not recognized, so that the murky quality of the water already, and then they put it in a cupboard and hide it away. So the first thing that one really needs to do is to to be able to bring it out into the light of awareness and say, this is doubt, okay? This is uncertainty. This is unclear to me. I'm uncertain about this. I don't know. And you know, the you know, it's interesting to pay attention to how many times one responds in a conversation, in circumstances, where somebody asks you something, and you give an answer, not because you actually know what it is, but you don't want anybody else to recognize that you don't know. And you try to prop up the illusion of certainty. So that actually, and to being able to say, oh, somebody asks you something, being able to, oh, I don't know. I said, you know, that's a huge breakthrough, really. Just to being able to that feeling confidence, saying, oh, no, I don't really know. Rather than, oh, okay, there's, I'm uncertain, I'm doubtful as to what it is, God, I better make, better say something quick here, and they're going to think I'm really dumb. But they say, oh, I don't know. It's actually quite easy. You know, it's amazing to watch the mind over and over again, you know, propping up the illusion of certainty when we're actually doubtful about what it is, what was the circumstance. So those are you know, sort of perspectives on doubt that I think are useful.